Take your Bibles this morning and turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 this morning. But waiting a couple of weeks to get here to Luke chapter 2. And I think all of us know tomorrow is Christmas. I'm pretty sure we all know that. Anybody not know that? Amen. All right, some of you did know. All right. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I'm glad everyone's here together in God's house. Amen. And this morning we'll look at Luke chapter 2, but we're going to take a little bit of a different look at it this morning. There are some who claim that Jesus was just a good man. Some people claim that he didn't come at all. Have you ever thought about if Jesus had never come? This morning we're going to look at the great gift of Christmas by looking at what we would not have if Jesus had never come. As we look at Luke chapter 2 this morning, we're going to read the Christmas story. If we could all stand out of respect for the reading of the Word of God, we're going to begin in verse number 1 of Luke chapter 2. Verse number 1. And God's Word says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told unto them. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless our time together in thy word. And Lord, we look at this account. We look at this true, every detail, accurate account, Lord. We're so thankful for thy coming. And Lord, I pray that this morning that we would look at what we would not have if you had never come. And Lord, I pray if any here this morning do not know you as Savior, they do not know the great gift of salvation, I pray that they would accept it this morning. And Lord, I pray that you give me power to preach this morning, that you would give me the right words to say, and Lord, that you would help the message to be clear, help my thoughts to be clear. And Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct as you see fit. And Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, that we'd be so thankful, Lord, and we are thankful, but Lord, that we would remember what we would not have if you had never come. We pray these things in thy precious and holy name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. What if Jesus never came? Maybe some of us have never pondered this question. We know we have received so much from the Lord. We have received so much in salvation, so much in His grace and His mercy. But what if Jesus had never come? What if the critics are right? He never came. Well, this morning we're going to look at some things. Jesus never came, number one, then there would be no Christmas. Because that's what Christmas is about. It's not about presents. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about stockings. It's not about hot chocolate and cookies. Though hot chocolate and cookies are great things. Amen. Took a picture this morning with my wife, and I said, "Dear, I'm getting fat, so I need to something. I'm losing my hair. Something's going on. I mean, I guess I turned 30, and bam, my looks change." There'll be no Christmas, because Christmas is a remembrance of Jesus Christ coming to earth. Just like we celebrate the Lord's Supper, a remembrance of Christ's broken body and shed blood for us upon the cross. And what did he say? "This do ye in remembrance of me." And Christmas is a remembrance of the coming of Jesus Christ. Christmas is a reminder to us that Jesus came, and it's a great opportunity for us as Christians to share the gospel with those who need to hear. I'm sure if Jesus had not come that we would find another name for it, maybe Santa Day or Me Day, Give Me Day. You know, there would be no Christmas carols, there would be no nativity scenes. Most importantly, there would be no hope at Christmas time. And something we have to understand, there's many people out there today with no hope. Out of all the times of the year, Christmas time is the time where most people commit suicide. They don't find any hope. Isn't that just like the devil to do that, to show someone, "Oh, there's no hope for you. There's no hope in what's going on in your life. You can just end it all at Christmas time." There'll be no Christmas, no remembrance of Christ's birth. There would be no New Testament either, because all the New Testament was after the birth of Christ. Luke chapter 2 right here, been also in Matthew. The beginning of the New Testament is what? The coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the promised one, Emmanuel, God with us. There will be no Christmas time. That would be a sad thing. Not because we wouldn't get presents and all of these things, but because there would be no Jesus to worship at Christmas time. Second, there would be no hope. If Jesus had never come, there would be no hope for mankind. The reason for Christ's coming was to give man eternal life. The only way that this could be accomplished is through his death on the cross. The sin of man required a terrible payment, for the wages of sin is death. And the only way that that debt could be paid, the only way that that sin debt could be paid in full, was through the sacrifice of a perfect man, a perfect person. And none of us are perfect, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us can attain unto salvation on our own. None of us can do it on our own. But Jesus came so that he might pay this terrible payment. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If Jesus had never come, we wouldn't have that verse. If Jesus had never come, we would have no hope. There would be no hope for mankind, because there would be no Messiah. And through his shed blood, we have forgiveness of sin. Look at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28 this morning. Matthew 26 and verse 28. Through his shed blood, we have forgiveness of sin. There are some that espouse that it was through the death of Jesus. Yes, Jesus died upon the cross and he was required to die. But the Bible is very clear. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Matthew 26, 28. "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many," for what? "For the remission of sins." This is the Last Supper, giving the blessing here that this New Testament in my blood. Why did he shed his blood? So that we might have remission of sin. If Jesus had never come, then he would have never died upon the cross, and we would have no remission of sin. There would be no hope for us. If you ever think you have no hope, there is Jesus Christ. Those that have no hope, they need Jesus Christ. The only true hope of mankind is Jesus Christ. We can't have hope in anything else. We can't have hope in ourselves, because we fail ourselves every day, don't we? You know, we're going to remember this thing right here, and I don't need to make a list. I trust myself. I hope that I remember it. What do? We forget about it. We fail ourselves every single day. And we say, "Well, I'm going to attain to this goal. I'm going to do this." And we fail. We don't make it. We can't trust in ourselves. There's no hope in us. There's no hope in our own salvation. There's no hope of us being able to reach the glories of heaven. There is no hope in money, because money is relative. You know, they have all these things going on with this Bitcoin stuff that people hack it
and all that knows no, their value of money is all over the place. You know, money is overrated, amen, though we need it. As a pastor, speak for yourself. You know, we need money, I understand, but we shouldn't live for it. We shouldn't love it. There's no hope in that. People put their hope in the stock market. What happens? It crashes and then they have no hope. They go out and kill themselves because they lost their hope. There's no hope in things. There's no hope in feel-good religions of today. There's no hope in Hinduism. There's no hope in Buddhism. There's no hope in Islam. There's no hope in that. There's only hope in Jesus Christ. If Jesus did not come, then we would have no hope. If it's just a fairy tale, then there's not hope for anyone in here this morning. But it's not, is it? It's true. Jesus came. But if he had not come, there would be no hope for us. Now, I want us to go back to Luke chapter 2 and look at verse number 10. I want to focus on this for a moment. Number 3 this morning, that there would be no joy. So many people get happiness and joy confused. Happiness is something that is temporary. Joy is something that is permanent. Joy only comes in knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Only true joy. Oh, I have joy in something else, Pastor. No, true joy, not counterfeit joy. Only true joy comes from being saved by Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2, verse number 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. So this isn't just joy for a specific group of people. This wasn't just joy for the Jews, though it was. It was the coming of the promised Messiah. It wasn't just joy for the Gentiles. It wasn't just joy for the shepherds. It wasn't just joy for the wise men. It wasn't just joy for those that lived in Bethlehem. It wasn't just joy for those people that lived at that time. But this phrase, all people, this joy for all people, for all ages, for all time, everyone, everywhere, there is great joy in the coming of Jesus Christ. And you can only know that true joy through being saved. And you can know that this morning. And not just joy. This is great joy. Great, here there's the Hebrew word and Greek word of overabundance. I mean, this joy, you just can't contain it. I mean, we should be joyful at Christmas time, right? And we look at Christmas time and look at people, they're stressed, right? You know, we were at Burlington Coat Factory. We're in the parking lot yesterday at the mall. I didn't go in. I know better than to go in the mall on 2 days before Christmas. You know, but as you look at everybody, man, they're stressed. I need to get this gift. I need to get this gift. I don't have enough money for this. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the billboard over here at the storage place. You know, it says, on Blitzen, on Dancer, on Visa, on MasterCard, you know. And that's sometimes what it turns into. But, you know, we get stressed and like, oh, but we lose the joy of Christmas. What is the joy of Christmas? That Jesus saved your soul. And that Jesus is still in the saving business today. Oh, Jesus doesn't save anymore. Oh, yes, he does. Saved a soul yesterday. And it's just amazing to me. And I'm still excited about this, okay, because Mrs. Harvey took me over to her, and her name is Annie, and at the nursing home yesterday, and she accepted Christ as her Savior. Miss Harvey asked her, so what happens if you die, Miss Annie, what's going to happen? She said, I'm going to go to heaven. And she says, I went to church all my life, but yet never knew for sure that I was saved. All my life. And that's a testimony. Amen. She's going to be in the glories of heaven. And, you know, in those situations, I don't know if we go back this week, she's going to be there. We don't know. I pray that she is, but I'm preparing myself. You know, I watch Brother Stainer's soul winning thing, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after. These people are in frail health, but she will be in the glories of heaven for all of eternity. But her friend next to her was saved. Miss Harvey asked her. She was saved. And I was thankful for that. But if Christ never came, there would be no hope for Annie. There would be no hope for me. There would be no joy. It would be empty. And that is why you look at Christmas time, you see people walking around with no joy, walking around empty because they don't have Jesus. They have all the things money can buy, but they don't have joy. They may be happy for a few moments. Gifts only bring happiness for a short time. You know, all of us remember as a kid, waking up on Christmas morning. I mean, I don't think there was anybody more excited about Christmas morning and getting their presents than me on Christmas morning. I mean, I say that. I mean, there was many a Christmas I didn't sleep a wink because I just knew. You know, and we were so bad. I think I was. I think my parents did this for me. But I don't know with my brother, too. But my parents, they put all the Christmas presents in their room. They did not put them underneath the tree until Christmas morning. Because they knew that curiosity would get the better of us if they left them underneath the tree. And we were never allowed in there. I mean, we would stage secret missions trying to sneak into Mom and Dad's room and trying to figure out what they got us and all of those things. But I'll never forget, you know, I mean, I'm awake 4 o'clock in the morning just waiting in there. I mean, I'm so excited. I just can't wait. I mean, those 2 hours until my parents get up at like 5:30. I mean, we had Christmas at 5:36 in the morning. I don't know about you guys, but that's what we did. And because we were up and waiting, we had our upstairs, all the rooms upstairs, were sitting on the top of the stairs waiting for Mom and Dad. But then we just wait for that first footstep of Mom and Dad getting out of bed, and they'll start carrying all the presents down. And one trip. And two trips and three trips. My dad one year just kept going up and down, not carrying anything, thinking he was getting stuff. He told us later because we thought, man, this must be like the room is full. And that excitement, and we were there, and we go and open up all of our presents, and then it's over. You're happy. Then the next day, oh, it's over. And that's how so many people live their life. Just happy for the moment, happy for a little time, but they have no true joy. And if Jesus had never come, we would have no joy. We all know how the devil deceives many at this time of year, but only true joy is in knowing Jesus Christ. We gain true joy by giving and sharing with others the extraordinary gift of what? Salvation, given freely to all. Amen. You know, the best gift that we can give anybody is witness to him. At Christmas time. Amen. Tomorrow morning, the best thing that you can do with your lost family is not give them a calendar or something, or give them a Chick-fil-A cow calendar, right? Give them something like that. No, that's the best thing. No, the best thing you can do is give them a track and try witnessing. Well, they don't listen to me. Well, try. Amen. You never know. The Lord might open the door for you. We only gain true joy by giving to others what Christ has given to us. But if Jesus never came, there would be no true joy. But also, let's look at another part of verse number 10 of Luke 2. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. Good news. That's what the gospel means. The word gospel means good news. And if Jesus never came, number 4, there would be no good news. We all like good news, don't we? We like it when the bank calls us up and says, oh, you paid too much on your mortgage, we're refunding you this much money. Never happens, right? But maybe it does happen to somebody, you know. We like good news when we're filing our tax return and they filed, hey, we made a mistake the last 5 years, so we owe you $10,000. That's good news, right? It's like, man, that's awesome news. We all like good news. But the best news that anyone can give and receive is that Jesus died for them, died for their sin. But if Jesus never came, we would never have that good news. We won't find a lot of good news if we turn on our television or read our newspaper, right? We don't see a lot of good news there. We just see a lot of what man is capable of doing and what man is doing wrong, not necessarily what man is doing right. Maybe some like to keep up with world events, but there's not much good news out there that we hear about. But what is good news? This whole book is good news. Amen? It's good news to someone who is in need of hope and of joy, who needs salvation. This book is good news. That's what the gospel is. That's why we have gospel tracts. That's why we have John and Romans. And that's why we tell people this good news. But before we tell them the good news, we have to tell them a little bit of bad news. Don't we? Have to tell them that they're a sinner. That's bad news. Most people know that already. And also tell them that because they're a sinner, they're on their way to a real place called hell.
That is, a place where the worm dieth not, where the fire is not quenched, and that there everyone is on their way there if they die without Christ. If they are of the age and of the ability to understand salvation and understand their condition, and they reject Christ and they die without Christ, then they are in that place of judgment. That's bad news. That's a fearful thing. But the good news is that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's good news, isn't it? But if Jesus never came, we'd never have that verse. We wouldn't have hope. We wouldn't have good news. But Jesus did come, didn't he? And we have good news. The best news anyone can have. But what if there was no good news? What if there was no way to be saved? What if all there was in this life? I mean, I think it's kind of depressing when you think about it. All we have is this. I know Miss Sarah was talking to someone this week that, well, believe it, just turn to dust. There's nothing after. That's it. You're dead in the ground. That's it. Nothing more. That's kind of a depressing way to live, isn't it? Amen? I believe the Bible, when it says that we will be absent from the body, present with the Lord, if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. We've asked Him to forgive us our sin, and we've accepted that free gift of salvation. If not, then to be absent from the body and present in hell. If we know not Christ. But the good news is we don't have to go there. That we can be saved. Are we sharing that with people? The true good news. Number five this morning. If Jesus never came, there would be no church. Church was founded when Jesus came. There would be no church. There would be no Tabernacle Baptist Church. There would be no Bible colleges. I'm sure there would be some type of religious system about. Probably the ones that are about today that don't believe in Jesus. But there'll be no church. There'll be no soul winning. Why do it? There's no hope for anybody. Just try and work your way there. No preaching. No Bible studies. No Sunday school. No prayer meetings. No candlelight services. Nothing. There'll be no church. There'll be no, as I mentioned earlier, there'll be no New Testament. We have the Old Testament. But we wouldn't have the new. We would have the condemnation of the law with no hope of grace in Jesus Christ. Wow, we have a lot at Christmas time, don't we? We have a lot all the time. We have a lot in Jesus Christ and in the Lord. We have so much. You know, I know in my life there are times I took church for granted. I'm so thankful for the churches that I've been in. So thankful that for this church that I'm able to pastor and preach in and teach. I'm so thankful for it. But if Jesus never comes, there would be no point. There would be no church. There would be the law, but no hope. And if you think about it, if Jesus had never come, there would be no United States of America. There would be, if you think about that, think about how different the world would be if Jesus had never come. We think the world's bad now. If there Jesus had never come, we'd have no Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit would still be there, but He wouldn't be present with us. So what's the conclusion? The amazing part of all this is that Jesus did come. And because Jesus did come and Jesus was born, Jesus did fulfill every single Old Testament prophecy. Jesus did live a perfect life. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was laid in that manger, and the angels did proclaim that there is message, a wonderful message, that these are good tidings of great joy, which shall be to a certain group of people, no, to all people, of all for all time. That angel did come, and that heavenly host did sing in heaven and did proclaim the glory of God and praised God. Jesus did live. Jesus did heal the blind. Jesus did heal the sick. Jesus did teach us. Jesus did proclaim His truth. Jesus was the light of the world, and He still is. And we'll look at that tonight. And Jesus did die upon Calvary's tree. He shed his blood to pay our sin debt. For the only time in all of eternity that a separation between God the Father and God the Son, because Jesus became sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us, and the Father turned his back on his Son. That's why the darkness descended, supernatural darkness. He did die upon that tree, but he didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. Jesus came, he was born, he lived, he died, but also he rose again. Also, Jesus did found the church. Amen? Aren't you glad of that? And he founded the church. He founded the vehicle for soul winning, the vehicle for seeing people saved, of teaching people and reaching people. He founded the church. Remember, church is not man's institution, it's God's. Amen? So we should run it the way God wants us to, not the way we want to. Amen? And we should do and preach what God says we ought to say, and not what man says we ought to say. Amen? Jesus founded the church. Jesus did come so that we might have hope. Praise the Lord for that. I think at times where I would be if I hadn't gotten saved. And I shudder to think of that. And one day it hit me that I wouldn't have my family. I wouldn't have my wife. I wouldn't have my two sons. I like saying that, my two sons. I like saying that. You know, he's not here. He's still my son, and he's coming. Coming soon, by the way. My wife was worried he was going to come on Christmas. Like, don't say that. He's got another month and a half to go. We still got some time. But I'm thankful for that. I wouldn't have a wonderful church family. I wouldn't have the people in my life that I have right now. I wouldn't have anything. I would be hopeless. Where would I be? I don't know. I don't want to think about that. But I just know that I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful I'm where God has me. And that I have hope. Because that's what I was searching for all my life, some hope. Because whenever I heard of the rapture, whenever I heard of the end of all things, it frightened me because I knew that was going to be me. That was going to be in judgment. I knew I wasn't going to be with Jesus. But I wanted that hope and that assurance. And we're going to talk a little bit about that blindness tonight in the evening service. But Jesus did come to bring hope. He brought hope to me. He brought hope to you. And if you don't have hope right now, you can have it. Jesus wants to give you that hope. If you're watching right now by way of streaming, Jesus can give you hope. Jesus also did come to bring us true joy. What is this true joy based in? I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I was pretty joyful. Amen. I think all of us in here, we're really honest. And when we got saved, man, we were joyful. You know, some people express joy a little different. I mean, they express it more outwardly. They tell everyone. Some people maybe express it inwardly. But I'm telling you what, when people really get saved and they're joyful, they can't keep it in. Amen. They have a smile on their face. And I said, what do you have? Well, I have joy. I'm actually know that I'm saved. I know that I have hope. That's true joy. You know what? And I told everybody about it. I didn't care who knew. I told everybody. I told my floor leader friends. I told my wife-to-be. I called my parents right up. I called my brother up. I called up everybody. And I said, hey, guess what? I just got saved. And I found out my friends had been praying for me to get saved. They didn't think I was. I said, well, thanks. You know, no, but that's true. They were honest about it. And they said, we were praying for you. My best friend was. Jesus did come. So won't you tell someone? Won't you tell someone that he did come? Amen? Won't you tell someone about the true joy that he gives to all? Won't you tell someone about the true hope that he gives each and every one? Instead of most Christians, a lot of Christians act like he didn't come at all. They don't tell anyone. They don't tell the hope that he gives. You know, a lot of people, they call themselves Christians. They don't tell anyone. You know why? Because they don't have hope themselves. They're not really saved. They say that they are. They think that they are. but they're not truly saved. If we have that true joy, that true hope, man, we can't help but tell somebody. Tell them about the joy. You know what? I encourage you, if you're out and about tomorrow, that you tell someone about Jesus Christ. This is Christmas Day. Now, we don't know exactly what day and what hour Jesus came, but this is the time that we remember His coming. And wouldn't it be great if you accepted His free gift that He came to earth to give us? Wouldn't you accept it today? That's the best gift. Jesus has a gift for you. You know, we sung the song, the children's choir sang a couple years ago, the greatest gift. Ron Hamlin sung the greatest gift. It is the greatest gift. Even if I got nothing for Christmas tomorrow, I have Jesus, and that's all I need. Yeah. Amen. Are we truly content in that? We didn't get anything for Christmas. We didn't get any shiny new gifts. But we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. Are we content with that? Because we have so much in that. We have hope. We have joy. We have grace. We have blessings. We have spiritual gifts. We have a church. We have the Bible. We have all these things just because Jesus came. So there's no doubt about it. I do believe He came. Amen. Amen. So many people think, oh, He didn't. He was just a good man. No, He came as God, the Son, to be our Savior, to be the Christ, be the payment for our sin debt. And if you've never accepted His free gift this morning, I invite you to do that. In a moment, we'll have our hymn invitation. I encourage you to be honest with yourself and honest with God. I don't know Jesus as my Savior. Won't you accept Him this morning?